NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Security forces in Yemen have opened fire on tens of thousands of demonstrators in the capital. Witnesses and medical personnel say at least seven people have been shot and about three dozen others have been injured. At the same time, the BBC's Yola Nell reports that airstrikes in the south of the country have killed seven suspected al-Qaeda members, including a top leader.
Yemeni security officials say there was a series of overnight airstrikes targeting al-Qaeda positions in the southern province of Shabwa. While the defense ministry maintains that Yemeni planes were responsible, other reports suggest U.S. aircraft were involved. It's been confirmed that Ibrahim al-Banna was among the seven killed. The Egyptian is said to have been in charge of media operations for al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and is believed to have planned attacks in Yemen and outside the country.
The BBC's Yola Nell reporting. There are also reports that a son of the slain American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki was also killed in the airstrikes. Awlaki himself was killed in a U.S. airstrike last month. President Obama is taking on congressional Republicans over his jobs bill. The nearly $450 billion measure died in the Senate earlier this week. But now Democrats are planning to break up the measure in an effort to try to pass it piece by piece.
I'm urging members of Congress to vote on putting hundreds of thousands of teachers back in the classroom, cops back on the streets, and firefighters back on the job. And if they vote no on that, they'll have to tell you why.
Mr. Obama recorded his weekly address in the Detroit area. He was there yesterday with the president of South Korea to highlight passage of free trade agreements with Seoul, Colombia, and Panama. In the GOP address, Congressman Kevin McCarthy said Republicans want to work with the president, but he said Mr. Obama needs to get off the campaign trail.
In the spirit of working together on jobs, I urge the president to call on leaders in his party to follow the House. Listen to the American people. Stop pushing ideas we know won't work and pass these jobs bills.
McCarthy says the president should support legislation passed by House Republicans, including bills to roll back regulations. Mitt Romney's Republican presidential campaign reports that it raised $14 million in the third quarter. NPR's Peter Overby says Romney now appears to be about even with Texas Governor Rick Perry in the money race.
Romney's $14 million raised in the summer quarter compares to $17 million for Perry. They've been the best financed of the Republican hopefuls, and they both say they had around $15 million cash on hand going into October. Romney's fundraising dropped slightly from the spring quarter. A wealthy venture capitalist, Romney hasn't put any of his own money into the race. At this point in the GOP primaries 4 years ago, he had lent his committee more than $17 million. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. Prosecutors have charged a lone suspect in this week's mass killing at a hair salon in Southern California with 8 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, a district attorney says he will ask for the death penalty if the suspect is convicted.
Orange County District Attorney Tony Rukakis says Scott DeCry walked into a Seal Beach hair salon wearing body armor and armed with 3 firearms intent on killing his ex-wife.
We believe that the defendant committed this unimaginable act of violence because he wanted to kill his ex-wife over a custody dispute concerning their 8-year-old son. He was willing to end any life in his path, and he did.
An attorney for DeCry told a judge that his client needs antipsychotic medications and is not receiving them in jail. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
A cargo plane is expected to evacuate a New Hampshire woman from the South Pole today. Doctors believe Renee Nicole Desure suffered a stroke in August or that her speech and vision problems are being caused by a tumor. National Science Foundation spokeswoman Debbie Wing says the plane will go to the Foundation's South Pole Research Station and then ultimately to New Zealand.
This work by its nature entails a great deal of personal sacrifice and some risk, and certainly the National Science Foundation is very much appreciative of these contributions, and we're looking forward to the safe return for this patient.
Desure has worked at the South Pole Station as an engineer for a contractor for about a year. Officials rejected an earlier evacuation request because of bad weather, saying that sending a rescue plane was too dangerous and that her condition was not life-threatening. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.